I was born here in Albuquerque. Roots are in New Mexico, northern New Mexico, but really raised in L.A. So during the school year, I was with gang members, and in the summer, I was here at my tío's ranches helping out with the sheep and the cattle, and it was quite a mix of two worlds. My dad was a sheep herder, and he comes from generations of sheep herders, and now I run Explora, which is a science center here in Albuquerque. There's so much science involved with agriculture. When I think about it, it's such a natural thing to think that I would be involved with science and what that's all about. And why don't you say a little bit about yourself, Miguel?
Okay, so I was born here too, and I was raised by my mom and dad. I like to go on my scooter, ride around Old Town, go to Explora.
When you come to Explora, what do you do?
Well, I like to go through the back, so then I could see all the workers, talk to them, talk to my best friend, Dwayne. Then I go out into the exhibits and talk to all the workers on the floor. I like to hang out in the store because I always have new stuff there to look at and then to persuade my dad to buy for me.
Yeah, that's why you hang out at the store. You've been here since I've been involved, which is 8 years here at Explora. So you were in first grade. So what's your favorite exhibit here?
Well, there's a few I like. There's one display where you can create a water weight for these small little floating balls to go through. It's like a river. You create like a little dam. When you flood it up and you let it go, all the water gushes out, and the marvels have to find their way through a maze of water.
So the stream table.
Yeah. One of my favorite at Explora was making elephant toothpaste. It's like a liquid, and then you add something to it. It's a chemical reaction. You're not supposed to touch it, even though I accidentally touched it once. Nothing happened, though. I was completely safe.
I think you found a new creature that you never knew existed. You want
right.
to talk about them?
It's an amphibian. It's kind of freaky looking. It's called an axolotl. They look like tadpoles, except for with legs. They're found in Mexico. Their gills are inside out, so they breathe underwater, so they don't become air breathers like most amphibians.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, sort of look like dragons, don't they?
Right.
So you think Explorers influenced you any?
A lot. It brought me more towards the idea of science and hands-on building. A few days ago, I built a fan. I found a motor in my room, so I decided to connect batteries to it and glue some plastic to it. This year, I did a science fair project about cleaning water with sunlight. UV is powerful enough, so it's like kind of, in a way, boiling water. So that purifies it. My best friend Dwayne helped me with that from Explora. And I went to science fair regionals with that, and I walked away with $210.
So have you put any thought of what you want to do for next year's science fair project?
Well, I want to stay with water because of how much money I've been able to get off of that. So, and then I could do a lot of different things with rivers and cleaning them. So I'd go for a continuation of the river cleanse.
So have you thought of what you want to become, Miguel Angel?
Well, I want to become like an engineer, like hands-on science. I can build whatever I want by being an engineer. I could work with computers, computer sciences, technology. I want to become a neuroscientist so I can do like stem cell research and stuff like that, even though it's against the church.
Why engineering? Why are you so interested in engineering, Miguel Angel?
Because it's hands-on, fun stuff. You can build cars. You can build anything you want. You can build bionic arms for people that have lost their arms. Okay, I'll ask a question that I haven't been able to do this whole time.
Okay.
Why did you decide to work at Explora?
Why did I? Well, science education's always been important to me. I saw this as an opportunity of impacting science education here in Albuquerque and the state, and who knows, maybe what we do here will catch on in the nation, which is what we do with teaching science and how its materials is really doing the teaching.
Why have you stayed with Explora? What do you like most about it?
I love the potential of what can happen here. I mean, we just got the national medal. We are being recognized as being innovative with science education. We now have some land that we could develop, which is north of Explora, and we could develop a educational cultural park. I mean, I think the sky's the limit for innovation and excitement that can happen here.